This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. Dear Muslims, as we celebrate really this first Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us yet another opportunity to draw close to Him, I remind myself and all of you of the importance in our religion of aiming high and desiring to achieve success. Success will only be achieved in the eyes of Allah if it begins with a sincere intention. If we don't even have the intention, if we don't even have the courage to aim high, if we don't even desire, then nothing is going to happen. It all begins from inside the heart. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us that Allah will judge us based upon our niyat. And so as we are finishing off the first week, the first 10 days, I remind myself and all of you, how high are you aiming this Ramadan? What is your goal? In the Arabic, what is your himma? What is your resolve? How much do you want to be forgiven? All of your actions are going to stem from your resolve. And no one can control your resolve other than you. You must incentivize yourself. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us based upon our resolve, based upon our sincere intention. Even if we fall short in deeds, if we have strong intention, Allah will bless us simply based upon the intention. And in fact, in the hadith that we have all heard so many times about the Prophet ﷺ speaking the night of Ramadan, that he encouraged the people. He said, in this month, Allah Azza wa Jal has opened the doors of Jannah, has shut the doors of Jahannam, has locked up the shayateen. In this month, every single night, Allah frees so many people. There is a phrase in there that we gloss over. And that is, every single night, an angel calls out, Ya baghi al-khayri aqbil wa ya baghi al-sharri aqsir. O one who desires good, come forward. And O one who desires evil, go away from here. Baghi al-khayr. the one who desires good. Look, it all begins with wanting good. It all begins with wanting to be forgiven. So even if we have fallen short in these few days, even if we haven't reached our level right now, still there is time. We are still in the beginning of the month. And the question arises, how high are you aiming? The famous Sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, said, never have small aims and goals whenever you do something. Never have short aims and goals, for nothing leads to failure faster than aiming low. If you aim low, you're going to fail. Ibn Qayyim says, the one who desires Jannah, he must have a strong desire, and that desire will push him into Jannah. Simply having the desire will push him into Jannah. And if we look at the Sahaba, we see this was how they viewed the religion. Aim high, at least try, because there is no failing in the eyes of Allah if you try. Look at how the Sahaba understood this reality. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the people to fast by telling them of the doors of Jannah, and he said, there's one door the people of Salah will enter from it. There's one door the people of Sadaqah will enter from it. There's one door the people of fasting, those who regularly fast, they will enter Jannah from that door. And we are just wondering, let me get at least one door. We all know what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said. He said, Ya Rasulullah, will there be people that get invitations from all the doors? Look at how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is thinking. And compare that to me and you. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is aiming, I want to get an invitation from all doors, Ya Rasulullah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced that very beautiful hadith that yes, everybody has hisab on the day of judgment, there will be a small group of people, 70,000, who will enter Jannah without any hisab. Immediately, Ukasha, one of the Sahaba, stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I want to be amongst them. Make dua, I want to be amongst them. Look at how they're thinking. Look at how they're aiming. It's so small compared to billions of people, only 70,000. It's so small, yet Ukasha radiallahu anhu is aiming for that. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be amongst those people. When the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to get a gift, and he was thinking some money, some, you know, some salary or something, he said, what can I get for you? The servant literally said, give me some time to think. Then he came back, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't want anything from this dunya, I want to be with you in Jannah up there. Subhanallah, look at where he's aiming. Look at how high he's aiming. And to be honest, we don't know much about the biography of this man. We don't. Yet we know, because he was with the Prophet ﷺ, he's aiming so high. He says, Ya Rasulullah, he's literally aiming for the highest. I want to be with you in Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah. Again, my point here is what? The Sharia, the Sahaba, they are all demonstrating that everything begins by aiming high. Don't short sell your own self. Don't fail even before you have begun by setting low expectations. As Umar ibn Khattab said, you're setting yourself up for failure. At least aim high. At least have that desire to go to the very top. And there's a beautiful hadith that really demonstrates this reality. And that is, the Prophet ﷺ gave a long hadith about he describing Jannatul Firdaus, about telling how beautiful it is, about the fact that it is the highest of Jannah, and the middle of Jannah, and that it is from the elite, from the very righteous of people, Jannatul Firdaus. And then he said to people who know, and we know this as well, that Jannatul Firdaus is not meant for the average person. Jannatul Firdaus is the elite, it is the highest of the high. What small percentage of people will enter Jannatul Firdaus? We don't know statistics, but maybe 1%, maybe even less than 1%. What small groups will enter Firdaus al-A'la? We don't know how much, but it's definitely not the default, right? And what did the Prophet ﷺ say? When he described Firdaus, he then finished that hadith by saying, therefore, when you ask Allah for Jannah, ask Him for Firdaus al-A'la. He didn't say, oh, elite Sahaba, come over here, I have a special dua for you. He didn't say, oh, Abu Bakr, I want to whisper something in your ear. He announced to the public and through them to all of us. I want you to understand this point. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling you, when you make dua to Allah, ask for Firdaus. knowing that the majority of us are not going to earn Firdaus, knowing that that's not going to be a reality for the bulk of the ummah. Inshallah, the bulk will enter Jannah, but Firdaus, it is Firdaus for a reason. And yet still, what is he telling us to do? Aim. What do you lose by aiming? What do you lose by having a desire to get there? Because when you aim so high, when you have a genuine love, when you have a genuine himmah to get into Firdaus, firstly, you never know, you might get there, right? How else are you going to get there? And secondly, even if you don't get all the way to Firdaus, when you have made your mark, Firdaus al-A'la, then even if you fail, the failure will be one or two levels below Firdaus, which is a massive success compared to where you would have been had you aimed, I just want to be the last person to enter Jannah. Because if you aim to be the last person and you fail there, where are you going to end up? The point is, O Muslims, the Sharia, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are incentivizing us to do what? To aim high. To do what? To have strong himmah, strong resolve, to understand that you can accomplish and you shall be successful if you truly strive to be successful. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses based upon the niyyah. Know that the past means nothing for your current iman. There are so many who converted to Islam, even amongst the sahaba, they have dubious past, and yet when they converted and they turned over a new leaf, past means nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change occurs today and Allah rewards you based upon your potential now, not based upon your deeds of yesterday. So, O Muslim, we are still in the first days of this month of Ramadan. We are still in the first week of this month of Ramadan. We still have time. Question arises, how do we strengthen our resolve? How do we make that himmah strong? Many things can be said. Because of time, I'll mention only a few of them. First and foremost, realize that barakah, Allah's blessings come based upon the strength of your sincerity. So, believe it or not, this is what the Quran and the Sunnah teach us. When your niyyah is strong, Allah will open up doors for you that you never knew existed. And the difficult will be made easy simply because you had niyyah. It literally begins from the heart. You think right now, I cannot read this much Quran. You think right now, I cannot pray this much Taraweeh. If you truly have the niyyah, Allah will open up the doors of courage, the doors of sabr, the doors of barakah, and you will find that inshallah ta'ala, what you thought was impossible will become possible. So begin with the niyyah. Secondly, understand this is the month of barakah. Everything has barakah in it. Time has barakah in it. Your actions have barakah in it. And so, all you need to do is begin with something small. Barakah will make it larger than it is. All you need to do is to just begin the walk, and you will find slowly but surely you will be jogging, you will be running, but you must begin the walk. When you understand that Allah wants to see your initial efforts, then when you start walking, Allah will open up the door. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that if my servant comes close to me one hand span, I will come close to him an arm's length. If my servant comes to me walking, I will come to him running. This is what barakah is. You put in a little bit of effort and Allah will open up the doors for much more, especially in this month of Ramadan. Thirdly, realize that our Ramadans are finite. Every one of us, we have a specific number of Ramadans we are going to be witnessing and be alive for. And every one of us, we do not know that number. There will be people inevitably right here and now who are listening to this khutbah, whom might, for whatever reason, Allah has decided they're not going to be here next Ramadan. We don't know who that person is. There were people last year and they are no longer amongst us, and we all have family and friends and acquaintances that this has happened to. And so another way to increase that resolve is to understand time is limited. Ramadan is limited. Ask yourself, what number Ramadan is this for you? 20, 35, 52, however many it has been. How many more is left? Who can tell? So what if this is your last Ramadan? So make your himmah strong. Make your resolve high. Aim for the very highest and inshallah ta'ala accomplish it. Also realize, O Muslims, of the ways to incentivize yourself is to be with pious people, to be around people that encourage you. And this is why in the month of Ramadan, the Salat al-Tarawih, Taqawiyah has become something the entire ummah is aware of. And of course, we all know the story. It was instituted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Sahaba were the one who formalized it. Why? Even though generally, Qiyamul Layl and Tahajjud is done privately. But in this month of Ramadan, Taraweeh, which is Tahajjud, has been made public. Why? Because it's so much easier for the average person, me who's struggling to pray Tahajjud, it's easier to come to the masjid and everybody's here and the ambience is here and the Quran is being recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated this for us. And so come to gatherings where there are righteous people. Be a frequent comer to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will automatically be encouraged. When you find others doing this, it becomes easier to do. And of course, lastly, but definitely not the least, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you in this month. Make sincere dua to allow you to achieve the highest levels you've ever achieved. Genuinely beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the difficult easy for you, to bless you in your actions of worship, to allow you to be encouraged by all the good deeds that you do, and to feel the sweetness of iman in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan we have ever experienced. بارك الله ولك الفرقان العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Of the ways we can also concentrate and focus on ibadat is to minimize that which distracts us from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the seerah we learn, even the smallest things count. In the famous incident, Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet was praying tahajjud, and our mother Aisha radiallahu anha had been gifted a beautiful carpet. And so she used that carpet for his musalla. And while he was praying, he started looking at the designs and decorations. It's halal, it's mubah, nothing. But then he found himself looking at the designs, right? And what did he say to our mother Aisha? He said, you know, fold this up. Don't let me, give me my old one back, because the design distracted me from the salah. Now obviously it is mubah and permissible to have designs on the carpet. The point though is what? The Prophet ﷺ is shutting the door of distraction. Something that causes us to go away. And for us, it's not the designs of the carpet that is the biggest distraction. It is television, social media, our phones, our WhatsApp groups. These are distractions. Schedule them in from when you need to. But then when it comes time for ibadah, turn them off. In this month especially of Ramadan, like if the Prophet ﷺ wanted to fold a beautiful carpet away, what do you think he would have said with social media that we have? With scrolling, whatever it is, Facebook or TikTok, whatever it might be, so many hours are wasted. This is not the month of TikTok and social media. This is the month of Quran. This is the month of dhikr. This is the month of ibadah. This is the month of dua. So pause on all of these. Do what needs to be done. But then when it is time for ibadah, shut off all of this and concentrate. This is one of the most effective mechanisms to achieve barakah in what you are doing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts and to make our intentions firm and resolve, and to allow this Ramadan to be a Ramadan of maghfirah and rahmah. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la ta'dan'a fi hadha al-yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ghafir lana wa li ikhwanina الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم يَذْكُرْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوهُ يَزِدْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَكْبَرُ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ. Brothers and sisters, there will be a Salatul Janazah after our Salah, so please wait for attending the Janazah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, Hayya ala al-Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah, Qad qamat al-Salah. قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استو اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر
الله. السلام عليكم. There's also two announcements, request for dua. Firstly, one of our regular brothers, Brother Wayez Ahmed, his father, Dr. Pervez Ahmed, has passed away in Canada. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, to grant him firdaus al-ala, to give the family sabr. Secondly, our own brother Azhar Bukhari, you all know him. He is our custodian of the masjid. You all see him every single day. He is one of our most dedicated, if not the most dedicated volunteer and staff that we have. His son is in very critical condition right now in the hospital. It might be, we ask Allah for help and aid, but it might be the end for his son. He has asked for privacy in the sense that he would not like visits, but to remember his son and the family in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and grant them all sabr in this difficult time, inshallah. صلاة الجنازة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نستعين واستغفرك صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لحيينا ميتنا وشاهدنا وقابلنا وعذابنا وعذابنا اللهم نعيد منا اللهم اغفر له وحمه وعافي اللهم اجهز من أسل هذه الزانة
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, first of all, condolences to the entire Ma'roof family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them sabr jameel. Inshallah, the burial process is going to be at Farmersville Muslim Cemetery, inshallah. If you are planning to go, please, I would request everyone to please leave as soon as possible. The traffic is going to be very, very heavy. And if you get to the graveyard, once again, there is a reward for attending Salatul Janazah, and there is a reward for being part of the burial process. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said in hadith that there is a reward of one qirat if you attend the janazah and one qirat if you are part of the burial process. So there's a great reward if you can go and be part of this. Inshallah, do be part of this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also says in a hadith that when 40 people come together and they do not commit shirk with Allah and they make dua, a sincere dua on behalf of the deceased, Allah will accept their dua. So please, even now you can, inshallah, if you can, make a sincere dua, inshallah, for brother Zuhair Ma'roof. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a place in Jannah, as it is dying in the month of Ramadan is already a very blessed death. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family sabr al-jameel. Ameen rabbil alameen. If you reach the graveyard prior to the procession, please do observe the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the graveyard. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.